We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top Mem Beis Mem Beis. We have a machlokes Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. Rav Shmuel say that when you say Nechasim Elo Alecha Lefnei Shvius, you can't go even eat his parents even on Shvius. It's chal even when it leaves your Shos, we go in on Shvius. Rav Yechanan says no. Yechanan Shaka says no. That when it comes to Shvius, it's mutter. So what's the case of the machlokes? So the Gemara says, Ella b'nechasim elu kulam le'pligi. Everyone agrees. If you say nechasim elu asa to you, Reuven, it's also even my shvius. Why? Because right now it's mine, and right now when something's mine, I can ask you something after it leaves my rishus. Haraya is the case of bincha. You say you ask nechasim on your bincha, but chayav meister. You could do that, and nechasim elu means that nechasim means these nechasim asa. Kulam le'pligi. It's not machlekes. Ki pligi machlekes. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechanan Mishlokes has been nechasai. When you say nechasai. Rav Shmuel Savri Loishna Nechasim Elu Loishna Nechasai Odom Oyser even after leaves your Rishos. Even if you say Nechasai, even if you say Nechasai, my Nechasim was to you, it still means even after leaves your Rishos. Rav Yechanan Mishlokes Savri Nechasim Elu Odom Oyser Nechasai Inam Odom Oyser does not answer. Right, the Gemara, there's someone who holds that if you say Nechasai, if you say my Nechasim Olecha, is there a man the Amar that says that case is usher even if it leaves your Rishos? Umikel Amar the Amar Loishana Nechasim Elu Loishana Nechasai. But tonight we're in the Mishnah. Oymel Chaveiro, you tell your friend, Koinim L'Soich Beis Chashani Nechnas. I am never walking into your house. Sod Chashani Lekech. I never buy in your field. What's the halacha if the owner of the field, the owner of the house dies? Or he sold to someone else. Meza Shemachal Acher, Mutter. I'm not to go in there. I said, your house. I'm not walking in your house. Now it's not your house anymore. I'm not going to buy your field. It's not your field anymore. So there, the luck is that's not an edda after the guy relinquishes his rishos over it. But if he says, by Zeh Shani Nichnas, so does Zeh Shani Lekeach, if he says specifically, I'm not walking into this house. I don't like this house. I don't like this field. Meza Shemachal Acher, if he dies or he sells it to someone else, awesome. The halacha is, it's also to go into that house or buy that field. So what do you see? Clearly there's a chilek between Zeh and Beis Cha. So how can you say by Nechasai, it means to ask even after it's not my Rishos? It's only when it's my Rishos, the first Mishnah like that. So what's going on over here? Hello, you're right, the Gemara says. So you have to change it around. You have to change it around. The Gemara and the Havamina held that even the Chasai, according to Rav Vishmuel, even the Chasai will be us afterwards. Now, we didn't really explain what would be the tzad like that, Taka. What's the tzad? So the Ran says, the two pshatim, what would be the tzad? The first pshat, the Ran says, Imashum the Chasai nami lo'ilam mashma, ve'ilu shen achshon the Chasai come. It means, what's mine now should be us forever, or because it's surah lo'i paka. But the nice thing, Mara asks, it's not true. Mara says, it's not true. You find, when you say, sod the Chasai, ni nechnas, the loch is that there, it's not chal after it leaves the shos. So, l'chayra, it's a pella. L'chayra, what's pshat? What's the machlokes over here? What's the machlokes over here? Tamara says, Elo, ki amri rabbi yechon shlokesh benichsai. Rav Shmuel, m'lechos meilu le'pligi. Tamara says, now, you know what? It's not a machlokes. Rabbi yechon shlokesh talk about nechasai. When you say nechasai taka, it's only chal until shvius. After shvius, it's not mine anymore, it's not chal. And according to Rav Shmuel, they're saying nechos meilu. And there, Rabbi yechon shlokesh agree. So it turns out there's no machlokes, and the Mishnah, everyone could agree that the Mishnah is like Rav Shmuel, which means you said Nechasim Elu, and therefore in the Reisha it says if you made an Issa before Shvius, they said Nechasim Elu any Yeres Echzadeu, v'ein Erechem Ranoitas, even on Shvius. Then the Mishnah says Uve Shvius, even in there aren't Shvius, there's not yours. If something's not yours, you can't ask it on your friend. So everyone learns the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah is Nechasim Elu. But Rav Yechon Shokas is speaking now. By the way, if you say Nechasai, then it's only Osir until Shvius. And the Ram points out that here it even says the order, the opposite, is Rav Yechon Shokas first and Rav Shmuel second. Why do I say it second? Teres is trying to show you Rav Yechon Shokas is not going back on Rav Shmuel. He's saying it's a separate, independent thing. That if you say Nechasai, the halacha is that if you say Nechasai, there you only Osir, only when it's Yerushos. After it leaves Yerushos, then the halacha is that it's not also. So b'kitzer, so we have pshat on our mishnah, and we have pshat, it's not on machlokes, there's a chilek. There's, if you say nechasim elu, it's only, then it's also forever. Even on shvius. Mashkein, if you say nechasai, it's only also while it's yours. Once you reach a shvius, it's not also. But if you say neither on shvius, no matter what you say, you can't answer the hefka, the good thing, it's not yours. And therefore it's not chal. That's what the Mara is coming out. Let's explain that and the other part of the Mishnah that we always wanted to understand. It means on Shvius, which will come here, means we have neder on Shvius. Halacha is, it's chal gav the peres, not gav the field. And the worst kash is, maishto da oichom and anoita is the peres hefgerin inu. The why you're eating from the night is why? Because peres are hefger, if it's hefger. So then, we know that's not yours, so you can't answer it. Aranami afkare. The halacha is, you let him walk into a guy's field also pick his peres. There's no issa drisus reglayim into someone's field on Shavuos. So what do you mean? How did I stop you from coming into my field? It's not my rishus to stop you coming into my field. So what's the pshat? So you want to say two pshat to why, even on Shavuos, it's chal gab in the field. One pshat is amu'ula, ba'im dim ilonas ala gvulim. The trees are sitting on the border of the field. Since it's sitting on the border of the field, you don't have to walk into the field to collect the peres. You could harvest and take off those peres just by walking on the side of the field, because they're sitting on the side of the field. So there's no heta to walk into the field, only with tzarech peres. No stam heta on Shavuos, like a run around someone's field. So therefore, since these peres are gvulim, so there's no reason to go into the field. No reason to go into the field, then there's no heta to go into the field. That's why it's chal, the iser drisus uglayim on the field. That's one teretz, ulas teretz. Rav Shimon ben Yochum amar gzeirah shem yisha ba'amida. A different shot. He says that here in Maaser, remember, he's also bahana. So he's saying you let him walk into the field because that's part of the shvius. It's hefker. But anything more than what you let him do for shvius is aser, because he also asked bahana. So we're scared the guy might sit there and park himself in the field for a long time, extra time. What? It's only hefker what you need to take peres. Shvius doesn't mean it's because that's the whole thing that bar. You let it eat the peres and shvius. You can't go into someone's field on shvius and build a house, right? All right, it's hefker. It's not hefker. You can't build a house. You build a hotel.
You
don't. Why can't you build a house? Because it's not yours. You can't walk into the field for no reason either. You can't walk into the field for no reason in parking. What? It's not nobody. If it's nobody, why can't I build a house?
It's not yours.
What do you mean it's not yours? Hefker means that you could kind it. You can't eat peres? You can't eat the peres? What do you do with it? You told me it's hefker. The same thing. What's the difference? Hefker. Hefker means you could kind it. No, there is no difference. It's no difference. They're both hefker. Both can be kind. Teretz is that the field's not hefker. The field's hefker that I go in and collect peres. That's what it's hefker for. So anything more than that, I can't do. That's why by gvulim, same kasha. By gvulim, he could ask me same kasha. Everybody could ask me same kasha. By gvulim, what's the problem? It's hefker. No, it's only hefker to collect peres. If it's on the gvulim, it's on the border, then I can't go into this field. See, also, I can't send the extra. Now, if I send the extra, I mean, I must buy no. So therefore, it's like Zera, we don't let you walk into the field. Freaked the Ran, before we had, that we come to Bikir Chaylim, Oymid lo Yashiv. Why don't you sit? Anyone remembers why you don't sit? Because you might sit there too long. Why are you worried about Oymid also to stand too long? Here is to worry about Oymid. And for the Ran, like the Ran said before also, that since normal Bikir Chaylim is sitting, we're making you stand, you're going to chab. Why am I standing? Oh, I'm Asvana. You're not going to stand extra. My thing in here, if you let it go in, that's a normal way of going into the field to collect the standing. So if you let it stand, you let it go in the field and walk in the field, you're going to stand too long, and therefore will be asa. So it comes out, it's good kash attack. Why can't you walk in? Why is the field asa? It's half. Teretz says, you're right. But here, it was a specific case, Amishta. We either was oymed the gvul in the Paris, or the chash shema yisha ba'amidah.